From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The numbers are huge. 10.79 billion, the number of Microsoft shares outstanding as of the end of March. $3, that's the amount of the special one-time dividend Microsoft will pay out for each share, and that makes $32 billion. That's the total Microsoft will distribute to shareholders through its special dividend announced yesterday. It is far and away the largest cash payout any company has ever made to shareholders. Microsoft also plans to boost its regular dividend and buy back a huge block of shares. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more from Seattle.
Over the last several years, Microsoft has been amassing cash at a stunning pace. Today, the cash on hand is an estimated $60 billion. Shareholders have increasingly been clamoring for a piece of the pie. Now they will get it.
I guess my first reaction, honestly, was it's about time.
John Bogle is founder of the Vanguard Group of investment companies. His funds own about 225 million Microsoft shares.
I've always been a believer that corporations should be much more generous with letting the investors to decide how to allocate excess capital.
In the 1980s and 90s, Microsoft produced a huge number of near-instant millionaires, but the stock price has been relatively flat for the past 4 years. At the same time, the cash continued to pile up at Microsoft. The company maintained it needed it because of all the antitrust litigation involving the company. With nearly all of that resolved now, the company concluded now is the time to give out the cash. It will effectively double its annual dividend, making it one of the biggest among the S&P 500 companies, and the company will pay out a one-time special dividend of $3 per share. The latter will give company chairman Bill Gates nearly $3.7 billion, which he has said he will give to his philanthropic foundation. Stanford economist Michael Boskin, who headed the Council of Economic Advisers under the first President Bush, says the company's move to distribute a huge amount of cash suggests the company is adapting to the realities of being a mature company with a normal rate of growth, not the hypergrowth it once had.
Part of that's their size. Part of it's the maturation of the industry. 10 or 15 years ago, there were lots of people in the developed world that didn't have computers. Now that percentage has shrunk a lot. The penetration is much higher. There's still some growth, but a lot of it, a much higher fraction of the growth now is replacement and upgrades rather than new users.
Microsoft has been scrambling recently to get into new markets, markets it currently doesn't dominate. Video on demand, for example, or as a competitor to Google. But so far, Microsoft's acquisitions that might have helped them along haven't paid off, says technology analyst Rob Enderle of the Enderle Group.
In the last 10 years, people believed that you could buy a company and a technology and you could integrate it into your own organization and kind of get a shortcut to market. The problem has been is when you have a complex infrastructure like Microsoft does, the cost of that integration and the time that it takes often exceeds the time that it would have taken if you had started from scratch.
Enderle suggests Microsoft's decision to give up much of its cash signals that the company will try to grow new markets from within. There's another factor with mergers. The Justice Department is showing an unwillingness to approve mega mergers. Though the company will be paying out about $75 billion in cash over the next 4 years, the company says it will still have the resources to push innovation, filing for about 3,000 patents this year alone. Analyst Enderle says that although the company is projecting growth in the 3% range, it is clearly optimistic about its prospects.
They are so sure of their future that they don't need the security blanket. That's a lot of confidence.
Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.